Las Vegas. WrestleMania. Are you ready?
And in this episode, we are predicting potential WrestleMania 41 featured matches. Yes, I know what you're all going to say. We are about a year out from WrestleMania 41, but there's always some fun in fantasy booking matches, specifically for a future WrestleMania. Now, WWE has announced that WrestleMania 41 will be taking place next year in April, April 19th and 20th in Las Vegas at the Allegiant Stadium, another stadium show for WWE, another WrestleMania in a stadium. It's going to be a wild, it's going to be an expensive traveling season for WrestleMania, but I think something really cheesy that WWE will be able to do is that when we do figure out who the Royal Rumble winners will be, we can really say that they hit the jackpot on their way to Vegas. Welcome back to the channel. As always, I'm your host, Joey Carney. And if you are a returning subscriber, thank you again, as always, for your continued support on YouTube, but throughout the social media content creator world. I always appreciate you watching the videos, commenting on the videos, liking and following and subscribing and doing all that great stuff. I appreciate you eternally. Now, if you are a new viewer and you are debating subscribing to the channel, I hope by the end of this video, you can smash that subscribe button or you can just gently tap it, whatever you prefer. I hope by the end of this video, you are a new subscriber to our big community here on YouTube, coming up to 25,000 subscribers. This is something that I really didn't think was possible just a year ago, only being in single digits in follower counts. It's just incredible to see the growth and to see all that happens on YouTube, and it does not happen without you. So whether you are a returning subscriber or a new viewer, potential subscriber, I appreciate you. And again, subscribe to the channel and let's have some fun. Now, my returning subscribers, my returning viewers always know that in my videos, in my episodes on the Angle Podcast, I'm always doing some sort of giveaway. I've done free Peacock. I've done Funko Pops before in the past. I always try to keep it fresh. And now that I am partnered with SeatGeek, where you can, by the way, if you are looking to get tickets, first-time ticket buyers can get $20 off their first purchase. Use the code right here, the Angle Joey. $20 off your first purchase of tickets on SeatGeek. Download the app now. SeatGeek is the best of the best when it comes to ticket buying, not just for wrestling shows, not just for concerts and other sporting events. Overall, they make the ticket experience that much better. Well, obviously, you can see the red and green options that they have on their ticket list. Green means that it's a good deal. It's a ticket you probably should buy. Red is, well, not the greatest deal, and basically means to keep looking for those green deals. But SeatGeek is always the best of the best. I always use SeatGeek when I'm going to wrestling events. I have some upcoming concerts this year I'm going to. I'm seeing Ed Sheeran in a few weeks. I'm seeing Kings of Leon. I'm seeing Vance Joy. I'm a big concert guy. If you didn't follow me on Instagram, I'm always posting at about concerts. But SeatGeek is the place to be. And with that being said, that was a mouthful. I am doing a giveaway on this channel, and it involves SeatGeek, and most importantly, it involves you. So continue watching this video. I'll be dropping all that information, and you're gonna wanna see it. You're gonna wanna hear it because it's something you're gonna want to enter. Keep watching, and I'll let you know in a little while. Now, if you're just tuning into this episode of the Angle Podcast, welcome. We are talking about, well, we are predicting potential WrestleMania 41 featured matches, and there are so many on the drawing board. I was looking at all the superstars from Raw and SmackDown, even NXT potential call-ups with this new draft. Rosters are finally settled in. We are on the road to Money in the Bank at this present time, but fast-tracking all the way We'll start with the Royal Rumble. I already have my picks for the Royal Rumble matches. Yes, I am looking that far ahead. If you're watching this video, you understand because we're predicting potential WrestleMania 41 matches. Basically a year out, we just passed WrestleMania 40. We're already talking about WrestleMania 41. Wild to me. With that being said, it's very simple for me who I think will be the men's and women's Royal Rumble winners in 2025, which is a crazy number to even think we're getting to 2025. We're basically halfway done already with 2024, so why not just continue on, predict these big matches, these big winners, all the way to WrestleMania 41. So before we predict the WrestleMania 41 key matches, let's discuss the 2025 men's and women's Royal Rumble matches. So many superstars, a plethora of new faces in WWE. Off the bat, I'm picking right now, and I hope to God I'm right or close. We'll see when we get there in about 6 months. For the men's Royal Rumble match, I'm picking Gunther to win and go on to headline WrestleMania. For the women's side, I'm picking Jade Cargill. We're seeing so many great things from Jade Cargill. She's now a WWE Women's Tag Team Champion with Bianca Belair. I feel like they're going to fast track her to the main event scene. And those are two names that I already have in big matches, potential matches for WrestleMania 41. So with that being said, Gunther and Jade Cargill being the 2025 men's and women's Royal Rumble winners, let's head now to WrestleMania 41. The biggest match I see happening at WrestleMania 41, the key featured match, main event of night two, the poster, everything, bells and whistles. Off the top, it's Roman Reigns versus The Rock. Now, both of these superstars are not present right now. The Rock went off to film a movie. And Roman, well, he is dealing with the loss of his over 1,000-day reign as the WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion. Now, when Roman Reigns does come back, he'll be a babyface. He'll be a super babyface. The fans are already chanting, "We want Roman." What? "We want Roman." There are loud chants for the fans wanting Roman Reigns. Solo Sikoa has basically taken over the bloodline. We've seen the debuts of Tama Tonga and Tongaloa. The brothers, the Gorillas of Destiny from New Japan. Crazy times in WWE, all this stuff happening. Solo keeps referencing that he is following orders of the Tribal Chief. Paul Heyman has no idea what the hell is happening. Hasn't talked to Roman Reigns since WrestleMania. So clearly, they are not taking orders from Roman Reigns, which means there is another Tribal Chief, the High Chief, maybe. And that is, I'm predicting, The Rock. So eventually we'll see The Rock and Roman Reigns return, have their own separate bloodlines, maybe do a bloodline civil war at Survivor Series War Games, maybe like a 4-on-4 or 5-on-5, whatever the case may be, leading to that big main event at WrestleMania 41, The Rock versus Roman Reigns, heel Rock, final boss Rock versus babyface Roman, the true Tribal Chief Roman Reigns. That feud is going to be one of the best feuds of all time. I think it is going to be pure cinema. And again, making wrestling, by the way, has always been making wrestling even cooler. The next match I want to talk about features the WWE Championship and the potential 2025 Men's Royal Rumble winner. I am predicting that we are going to see Cody Rhodes defend the WWE Championship against Gunther. This is a match that the fans are dying to see. They're waiting for. They were the two final competitors in the 2023 Men's Royal Rumble winner, where Cody won. He's already referenced that he'll see Gunther at some point down the line, hopefully for a title match. I think this is the crowning moment for Gunther, if that is the way that they go. A lot of people think that Gunther will go for the World Heavyweight Championship because he's on Raw, but you never know with the Royal Rumble winners. They can choose either brand for a World Championship match at WrestleMania. Who knows? Gunther maybe even will win in 2024 the World Heavyweight Championship. And who knows, by this time at WrestleMania 41 next year, Cody may not even be the WWE Champion. So again, if you're tuning in right now, we are just having fun fantasy booking potential WrestleMania 41 key matches. We already talked about The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Now we're talking about Cody Rhodes versus Gunther for the WWE Champion. Now, staying on the topic of the 2025 potential Royal Rumble winners, I had picked Jade Cargill to win the Women's Royal Rumble, and I have a feeling we'll be seeing her go after the WWE Women's Championship on SmackDown. And I think by that time, we will have a new women's champion, and I think that will be Charlotte Flair. I think one of the key matches for WrestleMania 41 will be Charlotte Flair defending her WWE Women's Championship against the 2025 Women's Royal Rumble winner, Jade Cargill. I think that this is the crowning moment for Jade. We're gonna give her a year's time on WWE TV to really grow and get to that level, to be elevated as the next Charlotte Flair, as the next key women's superstar in WWE. I think that's the way that WWE is going. Charlotte Flair versus Jade Cargill for the WWE Women's Championship. Now, staying in the women's division, I do see a huge women's world championship match happening at WrestleMania 41. I think when Rhea Ripley does return from her injury, which will hopefully be around SummerSlam time, maybe even before that, I think she's going to beat whoever the champion is. Right now it's Becky Lynch. She's going to recapture the Women's World Championship, and we're going to see a brand new run from her as a babyface all the way to WrestleMania 41, where I believe she will face a heel version of the EST Bianca Belair. This has been a match teased so many times over way back when in their NXT days. We haven't seen it on the main roster. It was teased 1 year on the Raw after WrestleMania. We never got it. I think seeing a babyface Rhea Ripley versus a heel Bianca Belair would be a big money match, especially for the Women's World Championship, and just another key match in WrestleMania 41. Predicting these matches is fun, but imagine they do come true. It will be a fun time in Vegas. Expensive time in Vegas for WrestleMania 41. Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley defends against Bianca Belair. Another key match I think we'll be seeing really needs no backstory. It's CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. I think at this point in time, we'll see a babyface CM Punk versus a heel Seth Rollins. I think when Seth Rollins does return from injury, he'll eventually turn to a heel and go after CM Punk. I don't know if this match will be for the World Heavyweight Championship or if it will just be a one-on-one match. This rivalry is so big and strong that I don't think it necessarily needs a world championship or any sort of title. But CM Punk, Seth Rollins is a WrestleMania standard match, and I think we're going to get it at WrestleMania 41. Now, this last match that I do want to predict is one that will be a bigger match than anticipated. I think that it's going to be one of those matches that everyone is going to be looking at. It's going to be one of those matches you're going to see featured all over the world. You're going to see it on Good Morning America. You're going to see it on Jimmy Fallon. You're going to see it on all these different podcasts and YouTube channels, because this match, well, it's generational. I'm predicting we're going to see Logan Paul go one-on-one with the GOAT, the Babe Ruth of WWE. I'm predicting at WrestleMania 41, we're going to see Logan Paul versus John Cena. Now, right now, Logan Paul is the United States champion. I don't know for how much longer. I have a feeling we'll see him drop that title to LA Knight. Yeah, at SummerSlam this year. But I don't think that this match will be for a title. It's not going to be for anything other than Logan Paul calling out the big, I was going to say big dog, but that's Roman. Well, it was Roman. The big name in WWE, and I think that's going to be John Cena. This is a match that if it were to happen, has to happen at WrestleMania. If it happens anywhere else, it's a missed opportunity in my opinion, but I think it's a match that we're bound to see happen while we still have Cena as an active competitor and while Logan Paul is still in love with pro wrestling, because we don't know if that will last forever. But in this time, in this day and age, this match would be one of those matches that would be all across social media. The adults will be talking about it on, like I said, Jimmy Fallon, Good Morning America, all these big talk shows and news networks. And you're also going to see kids, the younger generation of the WWE Universe, talking about it because they love to watch Logan Paul on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and all these other things. Now John Cena, this guy that they watch on all these TV shows and movies, really blown up in Hollywood, go one-on-one at the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania. Like I said, if this match is going to happen, WrestleMania 41 in Vegas, you put all the chips, you bet on who you want to win, Logan Paul versus John Cena, WrestleMania 41. Now, if you made it to this point in the video, you kept watching like I told you to, and, well, it's time for the giveaway information. I announced earlier, well, I didn't announce, it's been a thing for like 2 weeks now, but I'm working with SeatGeek, I'm partnered with SeatGeek, where you can use the code TheAngleJoey to get $20 off your first purchase of tickets. Download the SeatGeek app. Green means good, red means bad. If you see the red, keep looking for the green. This is nothing new if you're following me here. But with that being said, my new giveaway is I'm giving away 2 free tickets to a WWE live event in your area, which you can enter to win in the description below. There's a link that will take you to the giveaway link. It takes 5 seconds or less. Your name and your email. You click submit and you are entered into the giveaway. At the end of the month, I'll be announcing the winner. I'll be contacting you either DM or whatever it is, email, because I have your email. I'll email you with all the information. We'll figure out what event in your area, because you could be anywhere around the country. And again, this giveaway is for the U.S. only. Outside of the U.S., not eligible. But there's other giveaways, so you can always enter. And for the next giveaway, I'm not sure what that will be yet, but you can always enter, and I always keep the pool growing and growing and growing. It's never a brand new pool. So 2 tickets to a WWE live event in your area. Enter in the description link below and you'll be contacted if you win. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Angle Podcast, where we predicted potential key matches for WrestleMania 41. I know we're only a year out, but it's always fun to fantasy book. It's always fun to see if we're right, or if we're wrong, or if we're close, whatever. It's always fun, and it's always fun being a pro wrestling fan. What a time that we're living in. 2024, we're seeing all these great things happening in pro wrestling, and it's so cool to see, like, that we are mainstream, baby. Wrestling, pro wrestling is mainstream again. I see people wearing shirts out in public, wrestling shirts, something that really, like, you didn't see for quite some time, because people were like closeted wrestling fans and they didn't want to, you know, show how cool it was to them. So see it all happening now, it's a freaking blast. And I'm glad we're able to share this experience together, this time, this new golden renaissance era in WWE specifically. But if, like, you are a returning subscriber, thank you for watching another episode of the Angle Podcast and supporting the channel. You're always, I'm always grateful to you. If you are a new viewer and you just got to this point in the video and you're like, damn, I love this guy's passion, I love this guy's energy, I gotta smash that subscribe button down below, because every week he drops a new episode and I want to watch more. Or maybe you're just, you know, you're more calm and you're like, well, I enjoyed this a lot, and maybe I'll just, you know, tap that subscribe button. Regardless, I hope that if you are a new viewer, a new subscriber, that you have subscribed already to the channel to keep binge watching content on this channel. There's always something new to watch, whether it's a hot take or an interview or a podcast episode like this. I am so passionate about pro wrestling, and you can find any type of wrestling content here on the Angle Podcast YouTube channel. I don't know what you're still doing here. Go binge another episode, and then after that, go binge another episode, and then go after that, go binge another episode, and maybe after that, enter the giveaway if you didn't do that already, and continue binge watching more right here on the Angle Podcast. For now, I'm Joey Carney, and, well, I'll see you in the next one. See ya!